everybody. I am James Hatton, and I'm hosting this episode of Inside Joke, Outside Voice, where the responses are out in the moment and out of thin air. We're going to start with our very first game, which will be for all players. It is called On the Spot Punchline. In this game, I will call upon our players at random, and they will give the punchline to a joke, whether it real or fictional. We will start with Jason.
Play says 2 weeks.
Rob.
And he said the last time I saw a German windmill at a wedding, he got arrested.
Done.
Last time I saw a German inside of a windmill, I got arrested.
Matt.
Do you think I asked for a 12-inch pianist? Ho ho!
Jason.
Olivier.
Jason.
So he says, sorry about that.
Olivier.
Jason.
So he says, guys, I'm running out of punchlines.
Rob.
And then Jason said, fuck you, James.
John.
And I tell you, it was as big as a sword.
Matt.
And she said, mine is bigger than yours. Are you okay with that? And he said, yeah, actually.
Fair enough. All right, everybody. Well done. Jason. No. Our next game.
And Jason.
Our next game is called Performance Review.
Yay.
In this game, one player is going to be the boss, giving a performance review to the other player. In this, our boss will be Jason. You are a Marine drill sergeant doing a performance review for John. Let the review begin.
Okay. Sorry. Small space. You know, it's a habit. Okay, Maggot. What makes you think that you're worth any more than the shit your sister licked off my boot yesterday?
Trying my best, and all you do is yell at me all day, every day.
What are you gonna do to make your country proud, you sack of potatoes?
My country, we make crackers here.
Cracker? Boy, you getting racist with me?
No, sir. We make saltine crackers in this factory.
Just because you make saltine crackers in a factory doesn't mean you don't have the requirement and the responsibility to support your country. Sorry. kind of slipped into it again there. You know, this hiring workforce program has been great for me. You know, I get to meet a lot of nice new friendly faces, people like you. So, once again, how do your potato peeling skills promote our company's values?
I mean, I bought this potato peeler, but I don't know how I'm supposed to use it with crackers. Want me to use this?
It looks like you've been failing to maintain your potato peeler effectively. I think you... It just keeps happening. I don't know. You just do something to me. You know, just... Maybe we should have HR sit on the next one of these, huh?
I think just, so.
For both of our sakes. So, tell me something positive that you've added to the company since you've been here.
Since I've been trying to
spit it out. Sorry, again, just comes and goes.
Well, you know, I've been trying to get the system running a bit more efficiently. We added we added that new, what is it? The thing with the wheel.
and the ropes.
We the added wheel of pain. That.
Added the wheel of pain, and it's.
I mean, that was my idea.
And we've been pushing it, and the crackers have been a bit more effective, I feel.
Well, you know what? In lieu of a raise, since you seem to appreciate the Wheel of Pain so much, I'm going to go ahead and assign you 16 more weeks of the Wheel of Pain. How's that sound? Agree to disagree. Thank you very much, Tommy. But pick up your saltine crackers. I'm just going to get you a company assigned potato peeler.
Thank you, sir. Are we still having flustered. Are we still having the pizza party on Friday?
No, you're not getting...
Rum.
Guys, I make a great supervisor in real life. I promise.
And you are Sisyphus. How employed right now?
All right. Our next game is called Questions. In this game, two players are going to be starting a scene I provide, and then they will go back and forth, only asking each other questions. That will go until somebody makes a statement or repeats too much or takes too long or however that goes, and we'll move on to the next. Our order will be Matt, John, Jason, and Rob. And your scene will be, you are rocket scientists at NASA.
When is the launch?
Isn't it tomorrow?
Are you not sure?
Did you say launch or lunch?
Aren't you on the launch team?
Aren't you in charge of the schedule?
Who's in charge of the whole team?
Isn't there a supervisor?
Are you the supervisor?
I thought you...
What asshole's doing?
Aren't we launching a rocket?
Is it that the plan?
Does the rocket go up?
Do you think this shit happens at SpaceX?
Nothing happens, I expect.
Fuck. We all were thinking it. Rob.
Who ordered the pastrami on rye?
Is that the one with the extra mayo?
Isn't that what you ordered?
Or did I order extra Elon sauce?
Where did you think we had extra Elon sauce?
Is it this from that place downtown?
They don't do anything down there.
I think we go back to Matt on this one.
Are we talking about launch or lunch?
Do you want your fucking sandwich or not, bud?
Am I having to pay for this?
What do we pay you for?
Aren't you the delivery guy?
I'm your boss!
Did you bring lunch?
Wait, that's an aggressive job.
Trying to tell me that SpaceX is launching a sandwich into space?
Is it inside a roadster?
Is there a robot with it?
Is it Jimmy John's?
Ask me. Oh,
Rob.
Can I get the Emerald Mine special with an extra side of My Kids Hate Me?
Is that a model of Tesla?
It should be.
I think we've wrapped around. Well done, everybody.
Eating its tail.
Remind me not to have you guys launch my rockets or make my sandwiches.
Aurora Boris.
Our next game is called Half Reversed. Similar to our half game, our players will be starting with a short scene of 7 seconds and then expanding it out to a minute, 6 days, however long we go. This is going to feature Jason and Rob. and you are two grown-ups who are deciding maybe it's time to divorce. The timer will be on 7 seconds when you are ready.
I'm leaving you.
Fuck you, Carol.
Fuck you too, Steve.
I get the dog.
Just like that. 7 seconds. Now we move up to 15. See how this works.
I'm leaving you, Steve.
Oh, you know what, Carol? Fuck you.
That's always your answer, isn't it? Just fuck you, Carol.
Yeah, and I'm taking the fucking dog.
Says who? You don't get to keep the dog.
Says the government. I don't know.
Ah. 15 seconds off. Now we're on to 30 seconds when you guys are ready.
Steve, I'm leaving you.
Get close to the thing. You're not fucking, you got one.
It's not
arm.
The toilet seat, Steve. It's the fact that you leave Marcy's panties all over the place and I'm through with it.
It's a hobby, it's a collection, and it's my passion.
I'm keeping the dog.
No, I'm taking the dog. He's right here.
30 seconds. We are up to 1 minute. I love the way this is going. Continue, please, as you wish.
You think I don't know about you and Marcy?
I knew this day was coming.
Because you're not good at keeping secrets, Steve.
Okay, big fucking secret. I'm really bad at shutting the toilet seat. But I swear to God.
And you're really bad at keeping Marcy's legs closed.
Oh, fuck you, Carol. You know?
That's your answer to everything, isn't it? Just fuck you, Carol.
This is really harshing my Mel.
Well, you know what else is going to harsh your Mel? I'm taking the dog.
You can't take the fucking dog. I got him right here. This is my collection. All of my money. I started this shit before you even came into the picture.
Well, we signed a prenup that gave me half.
Yeah, half of the collection of panties.
This is making me feel things.
That went places.
I feel it a series.
Are we going to move to 2 minutes or...
Let's go.
Or,
I got more. All right, long form improv here.
2 minutes and all is on the table. Good luck. We're all riveted.
Steve, we need to talk.
What's up, babe? Sure. Yeah, what do you got?
I know about you and Marcy.
Okay, yeah. Worst kept secret in town. I mean...
Yeah, well, I'm glad to see you're at least admitting it. I'm leaving.
So, is that really it? There's no other reason?
There has to be more of a reason than you canoodling around with the lady who mows our lawn?
Just because I got a finger stuck in a cloaca one time. One time!
She's 90, Steve.
What about the fact that I have a severe mental deficiency when it comes to putting the seat down on the toilet? You don't even want to talk about that. I do it for attention, and you don't even notice. Fuck you, Carol.
That's your answer to everything, isn't it? Fuck you, Carol. Well, I'm leaving you, and I'm taking the dog, because a man like you shouldn't have any sort of ownership rights of anything that needs to be cared for.
I'm taking the dog because I already got it. And it's my collection. I've been building it for years before you came along. You get your half of the panties. I get the dollhouse. It's all in the prenup.
I'm taking the dog. You can keep Marcy. She's 630 in dog years, Steve. You can take care of her.
I don't have the budget for the diapers.
Well, so you should have thought about that, shouldn't you have?
I'm filing for spousal support. Thank God we're in California.
You can file for spousal support. You can do that all you want.
Wow.
Jesus. That was a fucking journey.
Cathartic.
Let me tell you.
No, I feel like we actually worked some issues out. So next time on a counseling session.
I think I gained a few issues.
No, I feel more free space. Now. Jason, how do you feel? How do you feel right now?
That sound means therapy is over, and it is time for our last game of the night. It is a thing called Coming Soon. This will feature all of our players, John, Jason, Rob, and Matt, taking turns one sentence at a time for the action-adventure blockbuster trailer of the summer, the movie titled Hackman, the Movie.
Oh.
In a world where ghosts run rampant and eat pellets.
Waka waka, am I gonna do with all these pellets?
You'll feel like you're in a maze.
You won't know which way is up, down, left, or right.
But you may find bigger pellets.
Oh, what am I going to do about all these ghosts? Waka.
When you get the power, and the power turns its tide in your favor,
you get a strength you didn't know you had.
Maybe after eating that last cherry, you'll have found love.
Writers of Dollhouse Divorce.
The uplifting story of a man who's a pack ahead.
Will he? Won't he? Will he eat the pellet?
Starring Shia LaBeouf.
And Rob Lowe as Pinky.
You won't want to miss this amazing movie.
Starring Chris Pratt as all of the ghosts and Pac-Man.
You don't want to waka waka to this movie.
The multiverse is never going to be the same.
I mean, this fall.
Or winter.
On digital in 2 weeks.
Oh, VOD.
Well done.
I got another worst Disney princess.
Oh, great.
Pac-Man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Chris Pratt. Fuck him. Yeah.
This is either a really, really good foreshadowing joke or anyway.
Every single person in the movie is Chris Pratt.
While we've been doing that, the comedy computer has been calculating who is tonight's winner. It's Matt, everybody.
I feel like Matt, that wasn't even a question.
It's obviously not. We failed at that game. And for that, you get to tell everybody where they can find you in the internetverse.
All right, so you can find me on Instagram or Facebook, Matt Neslanek VO. Blue Sky Big Dash Matt.bsky.social.com/hamster. I don't know. At ACX and Amazon under Matthew Neslanek. That's where.
Very good. John?
I'm going to be pushing that wheel at the Cracker Factory. And I'll be at acpnet.net.
From
the wheel that never ends. Jason?
Down on that wheel of pain. And I'll be at jpollardvo.com and twitch.tv/welladjustedvo.
And Rob?
You can find out more about me and the rest of our cast over at igob.net. It is the home of Inside Joke, Outside Voice. Also has all the links for our various social media accounts, so you can go follow us on all of the socials. And the link to our YouTube. Please go like and subscribe so you get notified when we drop new episodes so you can listen to them right away.
With that, I've been your host, James Hatton. You can find me on all the socials at Red Voice. But from all of Inside Joke, Outside Voice to all of you, we will see you all next time. Waka waka.
Back to the wheel. Love, I play to you.